If you would turn to 1 Peter, the 3rd chapter, I'm going to be over there in a little bit. I want to ask you a question this morning. What do you think of ornaments whenever I ask you what an ornament's about? What do you think of whenever you think of an ornament, a Christmas ornament or any other kind of an ornament? What do you think about that ornament? Do you think of something beautiful? Do maybe you think maybe something shiny, maybe something bright? How about maybe glistening, maybe sparkling, maybe just pretty? Maybe you think of an ornament, maybe you just think of an ornament. And you know what? Those are all words we could use to describe what an ornament looks like, right? That's all the things that you and I, if I would ask you what an ornament means to you or what it looks like to you. Webster Dictionary says this about an ornament, just any kind of ornament to hang. Anything serving to adorn, a decoration, an embellishment. So remember that. That's what Webster says that an ornament is. Now let me ask you another question here to all of you that are sitting here this morning. How well do you embellish the body of Christ in your life? What kind of ornament are you? What kind of an ornament, if I'd ask you today, and I want you to really think about this morning, what kind of an ornament are you? Now, in 1 Peter, the 3rd chapter, if you want to turn with me to the 4th verse, it says this, "But let it be hidden, man, of the heart, in that which is not corruptible." Now get this, "even the ornament of a meek and a quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price." Did you catch that? And it says, "even the ornament of a meek and a quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God of great price." You know what? Praise God. I want to ask you again, what kind of ornament are you? Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I come with thanksgiving in my heart, Father. I ask you, Lord, again, Father, and I come with thanksgiving to praise you for this time of year, thanking you for your Son, Jesus, that come into this world, Lord. I praise you for that, Lord. And I ask you, Father, now that we would open up our minds and our hearts, that we could really embellish what it means to be a Christian, what it means to be an ornament for you. And Father, we just pray, Lord, this morning, Lord, that you'd give us that. Let us, Lord, open up our hearts for you, and we'll give you the praise. In Jesus' name we ask, and amen. If you notice that 4th verse, it begins with the word "but." And whenever you see the word "but," especially in the Bible, I want you to think of this, what this means. It means back up there. That's what "but" means, if you back up there. So what's it trying to tell us to do? It's meaning for us to go back and read the verses before it. And I want to do that in the 3rd chapter right now, if you'll just read along with me. And it says, "Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection to your own husband, that if any obey not the word, they also may be without the word, be won by the conversation of the wives, while they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear, whose adorning, let it not be that outward adorning of the planting of hair, or the wearing of gold, or of the putting on of apparel. But let it be the hidden man of the heart," and I'll read that again, in that which is not corruptible, "even the ornament of a meek and a quiet spirit, which in the sight of God is of great price." It's of great price. Amen? Can you agree with me that? That's the outward. In verses 1 and 2 talks about being in submission to your own husbands, especially in regard to those who are unsaved. Then it goes on to say your conversation and how you live your life is on display. Now these verses of Scripture are talking to the wives, but it goes much deeper than that, and I'll get into it more here in just a little bit. Is that your conversation and how you live your lives is on display. Do you agree with that? If you have an unsaved husband, he is watching you. And that's what he's trying to tell you right here. This verse 3, Peter's not telling you not to fix your hair, not to wear gold, not to wear certain types of clothes. He's not saying it in that way. That's what he's not saying. You know what? What he's telling us is, don't stress over the external stuff. What is more important is what's in your heart. Amen. That's what's important. It's what's in your heart. Listen, in Luke 6:45, "A good man out of the good treasures of his heart bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man out of the evil treasures of his heart bringeth forth that which is evil. And then it gives us these words right here, put it right into perspective. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. His mouth speaketh. And that holds true for anyone sitting here in the sound of my voice this morning, whether you're man or woman, it holds true. Out of the abundance of your heart, you're going to talk. That's what's going to come out. Eventually, it's what's going to come out. You know what? I praise God this morning. You know what? And I ask you again, what kind of ornament are you this morning? What kind of ornament are you? How one dresses himself on the outside wasn't the issue here. That was not the issue. It was how your heart was adorned. It was what's in your heart that counts. That's what he's talking about. And make no mistakes about this. It's not just a message to the ladies. And I want that understood here this morning. Ladies and gentlemen alike, it's not all about the external. Do you understand that this morning? Whenever we're talking, it's not about all the external stuff that we try to put into it. Our friends, our family, and people we meet are longing and are looking at your heart is what they're looking at. They're looking to see what kind of heart that you have, you and I have, and how we act, how we live, and how we behave. Amen? I want to tell you something this morning, folks. You know what? You know, sometimes we worry a little bit too much about the people not in our immediate families, how we act around them. Oh, they should understand. Let me tell you something. They are watching you just as much as the people out in this world are watching you. They want to see how you react. They want to see how you live, how you do things. And I'm talking men and women alike. They want to see how you do things. And you know what? You don't think that doesn't have an effect on people? On your family, on the ones that are close to you, it has an effect on them. Amen? It has an effect on them. So, folks, I want to tell you this. Everything we say and do that comes from the heart, and this time of year, like a Christmas ornament hanging on our trees, our lives are dangling out there for others to see. Every time we step out, every time we do, our lives are out there for the whole world to see. Listen, there is a story, and I'll get into this, and I got a lot of helpers here today. There's a story about a fourth grade teacher. And this teacher asked her class, and she put this up on the wall. She wrote it up there. She said, "My mother is," and that's all she did. And she wanted her kids in that class to describe what their mother was. And do you know that every kid in that class described their mother as beautiful? Every kid. And you know why? That teacher said she knew all the parents. She knew every one of the mothers. And in man's eyes, not every one of them mothers was beautiful in men's eyes. But those children loved their mothers and said their mothers were beautiful because of what? Because of the way that the security they give them, because of the warmth, because of the love that they give their children. That's why. What would you people say, saved and unsaved, saved about you? If they can compare you to an ornament, what kind of ornament would they say you are? First off, we have a tarnished ornament. And I want to ask you about this. Would they say that you're a tarnished ornament? You know the type of ornament I'm talking about. You know what? When you see those ornaments, that they look beautiful, but on closer inspection of them, you find out that they're not quite as beautiful as you thought they were. Then you notice the paint has faded. The glitter's coming off of them. It's not quite the ornament you thought it was. Are you that way? Are you that way here this morning? Have you been rubbed the wrong way a few times? Have you been rubbed the wrong way a few times? Maybe the glitter, maybe the paint has started to come off of you. Have years of being mishandled caused you to lose your glitter, to lose the luster? Someone, maybe someone close to you, said or done something to you that, you know what, and this is has just peeled the paint off of you in a spiritual sense. Amen? Has just peeled the paint off of you, and you've lost your luster. You know the joy that you once had in your lives? You know that. And you know that it once flowed out of you, the joy that flowed out of you. And maybe you don't feel that. You can hardly feel it if you feel it at all anymore. Or maybe you've been slighted by another Christian. Maybe there's been something that has happened in your life, maybe in church. And maybe you've been slighted by another Christian. You just kind of feel like, you know what? You know, I've just been rubbed the wrong way. I'm just not myself, you know? Or had a disagreement with a friend or family and never made up. And have never made up. That paint and glitter has come rolling off of you. And your Christian walk shows signs of wear and tear. You've lost your joy and people can see it. People can see it. They notice that stuff. I'm going to tell you something. If you are on fire for God and you know what, you've lost that luster, I'll tell you what, they can see it. People can see it. And also know this, that God can restore that joy no matter what has happened. Do you believe that also? No matter what's going on in your life right now, I want you to understand something. God can restore that joy in your life. He can do that. 2 Corinthians 6:10 says it this way. As sorrowful, yet always rejoicing. As poor, yet making many rich. As having nothing, yet possessing all things. He can take that old tarnished life and clean it up and put a new paint job on it. Do you believe that? He can put new glitter on it. And give you that joy back in your life. If you're here this morning and you feel that you're a tarnished ornament, if you feel that you're tarnished this morning, there is hope. The next one I want to talk about, maybe you're an ugly ornament. maybe you're just an old ugly ornament. I'll tell you what, we couldn't have picked a better ornament. No. Just kidding, he knows that. But you know what? You know the kind of ornaments I'm talking about here? You know those kind of ornaments that, you know what? Someone may give it to you, and you know where you put it? You either don't want it within 25 feet of your tree, or you stick it right in the back somewhere and hide it deep inside. You know what? It's just plain ugly. It's just a plain ugly ornament. And you know the ornament I'm talking about. You know that kind of ornament. You know you've been there. You probably know what I'm talking about. You know what? Now, you may be ugly on the outside. You may not be ugly on the outside. You may be a very pretty person. You know what? As a matter of fact, you may be a very pretty woman or a very handsome man. But on the inside, there is just plain ugly. It's just plain ugly. You speak ugly words. You reflect ugliness in everything that you do. Just like the ugly Christmas ornament I was talking about. You know what? That's by itself in the back of the tree. No one wants to be around you because of the ugliness that comes out of your life. Am I right? Have you ever seen anybody like that? I have been around people like that. That sometimes you may find that nobody wants to be around you. Psalms 149:4 tells us this. For the Lord taketh pleasure in his people. Now listen to this. He will beautify the meek with salvation. God can make you beautiful on the inside, and that's where it counts. So if you're an ugly ornament, God can do that for you. Do you agree with me on that? I believe God can. All right. Now, I want to talk about another type of ornament that you might be here this morning. You might be a broken ornament. Are you broken and falling apart? The thing is that some people just radiate the fact that in their lives that they have problems. They just radiate those facts out there like, you know what? You know the type. You've seen that type before. You know what? They've got problems in their lives. And you know what? They're just like the t-shirts that you wear. Have you ever seen type of t-shirts that you wear that says Grand Canyon or it says Virginia Beach or maybe Drift Run Church where it tells you what you're associated with or where you've been? Well, you know what? Sometimes the ones that broken ornaments like that, they reflect that they have problems in their life and they wear it just like a t-shirt. They wear it out. They want the whole world to know that they have problems. You know what? You can't ask these ornaments to participate in anything. Because whenever you ask them to do it, you know what? They've got too many problems. You know, their problems are too big to, you know what, to help in anything. You know what? You never know what's going on in their lives. You never know. They're just broken. Not that all broken ornaments. You know what? We all have troubles and trials in our life. Am I right? Not everybody wears it out like they do a shirt. Not everybody does that. Not everybody You know what? Has to let the whole world know about their problems. And I'm not saying that you can't. But you know what? These type of people right here, if you ask them, you know what? They can't help a church. They can't come to church. Why, their lives are in shambles because of all the problems that they have. And they cannot come because, you know what? But when you really get to checking into why they're a broken ornament like they are, well, you know what comes out of it is? You know what? They don't have their priorities in place. They don't have what God is, their priority. You know what? They need help, but you know what? They don't want to run to the right way to find help. They want to run from Jesus. They want to run from the church. They're not depending on Jesus for all their help. So in turn, they get cracked, they get broken, and instead of turning to Jesus, they run away. And you know what it does? It just makes their problems that much worse. And you know what? They continue to be broken. Matthew 11:28-29. Come unto me, all ye that are labored and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your soul. If we want to really get the problems and troubles in our lives corrected, listen, we need to run to Jesus Christ. We need to get to Him. And I'll tell you what He can do. He can correct it. He can make us brand new. He can correct the brokenness in our lives. If we just want to do that. If we turn to Him and come to Him and try to find out what He has. There's how we can find the help for our problems. All right, I want to talk about the next ornament that I want to talk about. It's called the ornaments that are packed away. You know, the ones packed away in a box, placed up on an attic or up in, or on a shelf somewhere. Guys, I've not seen these before yet, so. Anyway, I have not seen these. I told them I didn't want to. And you know, they got cobwebs crisscrossing all over them. You know, you put them back up, or you know what, they're in a can. You have some dust. And you know what, you may be the same way. Maybe you've been put back. Maybe you have some dust in your life, your spiritual life here this morning. Maybe the cobwebs are crisscrossing your life. Maybe they're doing that. Maybe you're spiritual. You stopped reading your Bible. You stopped going to church. You stopped witnessing. And you know, I'm here to tell you it doesn't happen all at once. I'm here to tell you that. Do you believe that? I believe it's a process. It's one of them things where we fall back a little bit and a little bit. And we think, you know what, before we know it, we're just like this ornament that's been packed away somewhere. We don't feel it anymore. We get a little crack, and then before we know it, it's broke. Completely like this, like the one back here was. Pretty soon you find yourself on a shelf, and you move further and further away from Christ. You're not shining like the ornament that you once did. You're unhappy in your walk. You're unhappy with about everything in your life, it seems like. But you know what? You've been put out like that. You're a Christian, but your heart's not reflecting. It's a spirit. Your spiritual heart is barely beating. This type of ornament scares me the most. You don't want to know why? Because Revelation 3:16 tells me this. It says this, so then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. I will spew thee out of my mouth. I want to tell you something this morning. That scares me. That scares me for you. If you're this type of ornament here this morning, I'm telling you, I'm begging you. Listen to me. Get it right with the Lord. Get it right with God. Get out of that box. Get the dust off, shook off of you. Get it cleaned off of you. So Jesus Christ, not only would it be a boring life, but it's also an unhappy and lonely and dangerous life to be in this condition right here. To me it is. To me it is a dangerous, like I said, it does scare me. It scares me a lot. I'll tell you, now for the last ornament that I want to talk about this morning. I want to talk to you about the perfect ornament. What do you think about that, Rodney? This is the type of ornament we should all strive to be, right? You know, it says, this type of ornament that builds up the body of Christ. That's what it does. Reflects all the beauty of our Christian walk. That's what this type of ornament does. This is the type of ornament that beautifies and adorns every place that is put. Have you noticed how those Christians that are glowing or putting that out there for Jesus Christ, you could put them in any service, you could put them anywhere, and you know what? The love and the genuine love of Christ sticks out. It shines. That's the kind of ornament that He wants us to be. That's what He wants us to be. Amen. I'll tell you what, I thank God that He is that kind of God enough to send His Son, Jesus Christ, in this world to let us be, to help us to be the ornament of a meek and a quiet spirit, which is in the sight of God, great price. Folks, to have that kind of a spirit in our lives, every one of us to have that kind of a spirit. Isn't that wouldn't that be awesome? Meek in that we have patience with everybody. A mild heart that God can work in. A heart, you know what? I pray that for me. God, give me a heart that You can work in every day. To preach, to be the Christian man, to be the husband, to be all that I could, that God wants me to be. That we keep our hearts is so, what we keep in our hearts is so important. Can you believe, do you agree with me on that? We need to keep it filled with godly things in order to embellish and adorn. In order to embellish and adorn the body of Christ in the right way, we need to be the perfect ornament that He would have us to be. We need to be that. We praise God this morning. Ephesians 5:19 tells us, speaking to ourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in our heart to the Lord. We can choose to embellish. We can choose to embellish and adorn the body of Christ if we want to. We can choose to do that on how that we act. This is a reflection. This is a reflection of our hearts. That's what it is. It's a reflection. As Christians, we are some kind of ornament. Do you agree with me that this morning? Everybody in here this morning is some kind of an ornament. Everybody is. Whether it's bad, whether it's good, you know what? We're dangling out there for the whole world to see. We're dangling out there for the, you know what? You're either tarnished, you're either ugly, you're broken, you're packed away, or hopefully you're striving to be the perfect ornament. Matthew 5:14-16. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. It giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Be that bright and shining ornament that Jesus Christ wants you to be, that God wants you to be. Be the perfect ornament. I'm going to tell you something. Praise God this morning. I thank God for all their help and all they did this morning. They put this on here a while back at their women's thing. And I really thought this was very, very good the way that this was brought. But I got one more thing before we have the altar call. My wife wants to do something here that she did that night, and I think it's very appropriate for it. And then we'll have the altar call. I want to ask you, as she said right there, I don't know if you feel broken in your life. I don't know what you're feeling in your hearts this morning. I don't know. But I'll tell you what, you know, and God knows how you're feeling this morning. And you know, He loves you. Like He said, He created you. Whether you're broken, whether you're tarnished, what's going on in your life, I don't know. You know what? God can make you brand new. He can make you an ornament that'll shine out there for the whole world to see. Amen. He can take those broken places. He can take those tarnished places. He can take all those things, and He can use them to make you the witness that He needs to be for you in His life. If we get a song, let us all stand this morning. If you have a need, please come.